post-processing and photo editing. Device for transferring data directly from a camera's removable memory card. Card reader.
Transfers data from memory card to the computer, so the camera doesn't have to be connected to the computer. Card reader transfers data from memory card to the computer, so the camera doesn't have to be connected to the computer.
Process by which the image source, camera or scanner, monitor and output printer are calibrated to use the same color standard. Color calibration.
Ensures that the image viewed on the monitor has the same range of colors as the image that is printed. Color calibration ensures that the image viewed on the monitor has the same range of colors as the image that is printed.
Characteristic of digital imaging systems, which defines the relationship between a pixel's numerical value and its actual luminance. Gamma.
Is an important but seldom understood, it can be basically said, that without it, shades captured by digital cameras wouldn't appear as they did to our eyes on a standard monitor. Gamma is an important but seldom understood, it can be basically said, that without it, shades captured by digital cameras wouldn't appear as they did to our eyes on a standard monitor.
Graphical user interface. GUI.
Is a program interface that takes advantage of the computer's graphics capabilities to make the program easier to use. GUI is a program interface that takes advantage of the computer's graphics capabilities to make the program easier to use.
Using software to edit a photo after it is captured. Post-processing.
Is nowadays seen at least as important as taking the photo itself. Post-processing is nowadays seen at least as important as taking the photo itself.
Probably the most famous software for post-processing, developed by Adobe. Photoshop.
Adobe is software often used by professionals for image editing, graphic design and digital art. Adobe Photoshop is software often used by professionals for image editing, graphic design and digital art.
Commonly used photo editing software, developed by Adobe. Lightroom.
Adobe is great not only for photo editing but also helps you to organize your photo library. Adobe Lightroom is great not only for photo editing but also helps you to organize your photo library.
Editing more than one image in a single action. Batch editing.
Is only recommended if all of the images are equal in tonal values. Batch editing is only recommended if all of the images are equal in tonal values.
Author's signature on the photo. Watermark.
Is logo, stamp, or signature added onto an image, it is partly transparent and should not interrupt the image that it protects. Watermark is logo, stamp, or signature added onto an image, it is partly transparent and should not interrupt the image that it protects.
Tool that changes the image by altering the shades and colors of the pixels. Filter.
Is used to increase brightness and contrast, add a wide variety of textures, tones and special effects to a picture. Filter is used to increase brightness and contrast, add a wide variety of textures, tones and special effects to a picture.
File in Lightroom which applies particular settings to a photo. Preset.
Is a configuration of settings, designed to achieve a certain look or style of your photo just by one click. Preset is a configuration of settings, designed to achieve a certain look or style of your photo just by one click.
Number of pixels that actively record the image within a sensor. Effective pixels.
The in-camera are usually a bit less than the pixels which the sensor is containing. The effective pixels in-camera are usually a bit less than the pixels which the sensor is containing.
The range of luminance between the photo's highest and lowest light intensities. Dynamic range.
Dynamic range of an image is usually between pure white and pure black. Dynamic range of an image is usually between pure white and pure black.
tool that can affect the overall brightness and contrast of an image. Tone curve.
By adjusting the, you can make the photo brighter or darker, and affect the level of contrast. By adjusting the tone curve, you can make the photo brighter or darker, and affect the level of contrast.
The total number of tones in an image. Tonal range.
The wider the is, the more variety of shades the photo can have, which also means more detail. The wider the tonal range is, the more variety of shades the photo can have, which also means more detail.
Lower exposure value than necessary. Underexposure.
Usually means that the photo is too dark to produce normal contrast. Underexposure usually means that the photo is too dark to produce normal contrast.
Lack of or complete loss of shadow details. Blocked shadows.
Are usually a result of underexposure or images captured by a lower resolution and less dynamic sensor. Blocked shadows are usually a result of underexposure or images captured by a lower resolution and less dynamic sensor.
Higher exposure value than necessary. Overexposure.
Results in a loss of information in highlight areas of the photo. Overexposure results in a loss of information in highlight areas of the photo.
Complete loss of highlight details caused by overexposure. Burnt out.
Highlights are difficult and often even impossible to correct. Burnt-out highlights are difficult and often even impossible to correct.
Bright or colored halo around brighter areas of the photo. Blooming.
Is caused when part of the sensor is exposed to too much light, causing signal leaks to the neighboring pixels. Blooming is caused when part of the sensor is exposed to too much light, causing signal leaks to the neighboring pixels.
Intentionally unfocused areas of the photo. Bokeh.
Forces us to pay attention to a particular area of the image, which is focused. Bokeh forces us to pay attention to a particular area of the image, which is focused.
Darkening or softening the corners of a photo, comparing to its center. Vignetting.
Is an effect which can be added in post-processing but also occurs because of the used lens itself. Vignetting is an effect which can be added in post-processing but also occurs because of the used lens itself.
Effect which is captured in a photo because of very bright light. Lens flare.
Is phenomenon, in which bright light enters the camera lens, hits the camera's sensor, and scatters. Lens flare is phenomenon, in which bright light enters the camera lens, hits the camera's sensor, and scatters.
Misrepresentation of reality caused by symmetry of a lens. Lens distortion.
Is more common in zoom lenses but can happen to some prime lenses too. Lens distortion is more common in zoom lenses but can happen to some prime lenses too.
When straight lines are curved inwards in a shape of a barrel. Barrel distortion.
Is common for wide-angle lenses because the field of view of the lens is wider than the size of the sensor, so it needs to be squeezed to fit. Barrel distortion is common for wide-angle lenses because the field of view of the lens is wider than the size of the sensor, so it needs to be squeezed to fit.
Optical problem in lenses where colors are not focused on the same convergence point in the focal plane. Chromatic aberration.
The result of is that the image shows fringes of different colors around the edges where dark and bright sections meet. The result of chromatic aberration is that the image shows fringes of different colors around the edges where dark and bright sections meet.
Stripes and patterns which unintentionally appear in the photo. Moiré.
Occurs when a fine pattern on the subject meshes with the pattern on the chip of the camera, and creates a third separate pattern. Moiré occurs when a fine pattern on the subject meshes with the pattern on the chip of the camera, and creates a third separate pattern.
Unfocused purple or magenta ghost image on a photograph. Fringing.
can be more or less corrected by using post-processing tool called defringe. Fringing can be more or less corrected by using post-processing tool called defringe.
Editing tool used for getting rid of the effect which happens by using a flash at night. Red eye.
The effect of occurs when a camera captures light reflecting from the retina at the back of the subject's eye. The effect of red eye occurs when a camera captures light reflecting from the retina at the back of the subject's eye.
Tiny colored pixels or specks in a photo, also called grain. Noise.
Occurs more with higher ISO, therefore it's always the best to use the as low ISO as possible. Noise occurs more with higher ISO, therefore it's always the best to use the as low ISO as possible.
Process of removing noise. Noise reduction.
Tool helps you to get rid of the noise, but often leads to loss in sharpness as well. Noise reduction tool helps you to get rid of the noise, but often leads to loss in sharpness as well.
Adding sharpness to the photo. Sharpening.
Is useful tool, however, it usually leads to loss of quality of the photo. Sharpening is useful tool, however, it usually leads to loss of quality of the photo.
Tool which enables you to make your photos more cold or warm looking. Temperature.
Low color is the warmer, yellow to red light, while high color temperature is the colder, blue light. Low color temperature is the warmer, yellow to red light, while high color temperature is the colder, blue light.
Tool which can add green or purple tones to the photo. Tint.
Together with temperature, can help you to get the right colors for your photo. Together with temperature, tint can help you to get the right colors for your photo.
Tool which increases difference between light and dark parts of the photo. Contrast.
In is used to direct viewers' attention to the subject. Contrast in is used to direct viewers' attention to the subject.
The set of available colors. Color palette.
For many computer systems, the color palette consists of 16 million unique colors. For many computer systems, the color palette consists of 16 million unique colors.
Hue, saturation, luminance. HSL.
Understanding each component of will give you the ability to adjust unique colors of the photo. Understanding each component of HSL will give you the ability to adjust unique colors of the photo.
The tone which we usually define as a color. Hue.
With slider, you can radically alter the photograph's colors. With hue slider, you can radically alter the photograph's colors.
Amplitude of the color. Luminance.
Simply said, luminance means how light, close to white, or dark, close to black, the color is. Simply said, luminance means how light, close to white, or dark, close to black, the color is.
Intensity of a hue, color intensity. Saturation.
Increasing makes the colors appear more vivid and more pure, decreasing results in muted colors. Saturation increasing makes the colors appear more vivid and more pure, decreasing results in muted colors.
Tool for smart saturation setting. Vibrance.
Affects only those colors that are less saturated than the rest. Vibrance affects only those colors that are less saturated than the rest.
Difference between the image seen in a viewfinder and the image recorded by the sensor. Parallax.
Technique is a zooming effect that is used to create something like a video from still images. Parallax technique is a zooming effect that is used to create something like a video from still images.
Enlarging a picture to the point where the pixels no longer blend together to form a smooth image. Pixelization.
As a rule, the greater the number of pixels contained in an image is, the less likely will they occur. As a rule, the greater the number of pixels contained in an image is, the less likely will the pixelation occur.
to trim a portion of an image to improve its composition. Crop.
The tool will allow you to remove the unwanted outer areas from the photo. The crop tool will allow you to remove the unwanted outer areas from the photo.
Tool which helps you to straighten the photo. Photo rotation.
Is very useful tool for making sure that the captured subjects are in line with the picture itself. Photo rotation is very useful tool for making sure that the captured subjects are in line with the picture itself.
Tool for removing small objects out of the photos. Spot removal.
By using, you can erase fix flaws, such as skin blemishes or sensor dust spots. By using spot removal, you can erase fix flaws, such as skin blemishes or sensor dust spots.